Well, in fact, with the Rocket Classic coming up, our next guest after Marie is Mark Hollis, the tournament director for the 2026 Rocket Classic. And in fact, he was on the air this morning on the JR Morning Show and yesterday morning as well, in for Chris. And so I'm going to speak softly because he's napping in the corner right now, but he will be awake soon. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to lie and say you're wide awake, but you are awake. You're here, and we appreciate that. The team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, Renee Vitale, that first hour, Ray Templin running the controls here, Marie Osborne coming up next, Dave Rieger, my Kim Smith, and, of course, Ann Thomas, our fearless programming leader. We're all here and happy to be at the Detroit Golf Club, presented by Rocket. Now, not all the news has been good. We all lived through Spirit Airlines and the demise of an airline that really had an impact on Metro Airport and has had an impact on our listeners and flyers everywhere. So Marie Osborne, our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News, has some information with low-cost airlines moving quickly to pick up the pieces after Spirit Airlines abruptly shut down. And well, the Detroit Metro Airport could become a key battleground. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. So Spirit accounted for 11% of the passenger market at Metro.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, right? They moved about 1.7 million travelers just last year. It also contributed about $26 million in revenue to the Wayne County Airport Authority. That's 7% of the airport's operating income. This was an important piece in the airport puzzle at Detroit Metro. So Frontier Airlines says it's well-positioned to grab a large share of Spirit's former passengers with more than 100 overlapping routes, including popular destinations like Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Vegas. Industry experts say Frontier is the closest to match Spirit's ultra-low-cost model, but the competition's going to be fierce. We're looking at Southwest, JetBlue, Avelo. They're all expected to ramp service up, all chasing the same budget-conscious travelers. Now, other airlines are already looking to add flights and even acquire Spirit's assets, and that includes its $32 million maintenance hangar and long-term lease at Metro, assets that could be sold or reassigned through bankruptcy proceedings. But, Paul, the overarching pall, or something casting a pall, if you will, over all of this is the rising fuel prices and these thin margins that the airlines run in. So it could complicate this race, but that's what it's looking like right now, that Frontier is going to probably step in and look for a couple of other extra players as well.
So if they had been allowed to combine with another airline, JetBlue, a couple few years ago during the Biden administration, and they said, we're not going to survive if you don't let us do this. And they said, oh, too bad, we can't do it. And now they haven't survived. But it says in the story that maybe you forwarded to me, if Spirit's bankruptcy trustee declines to honor its lease obligations to Metro, that lost money would end up being charged to the carriers that remain, which doesn't necessarily seem fair.
And no.
I don't know that it makes any sense at all. But here's my thought, and I'm not sure you have the answer, but it's what comes to my mind, Marie Osborne, and that is if, like, a Frontier steps in to buy their assets, I would think that means to buy their planes, and I'm wondering if they have a young or old equipment. I mean, have they purchased a lot of nice younger planes over the last 5 years?
I don't know. I don't know how their fleet stacks up, like, with other fleets in terms of the age of the fleet. I'm always surprised to learn how old some planes are.
I always look in the door
when you
walk in. Yeah. Here's what I always do. I knock on the side of the plane, and I step in, and I look to the left in the little thing in the door jamb. There is a listing of when that plane was built. And when I see that it was built before me, I turn around and find another plane. Because I was built during the Wright brothers, for God's sake.
I was going to say, and Wilbur Wright's your pilot, right? Yeah, you know, to get
thank
off
you.
That plane.
Thank you very much. Hey, I can put myself down like that. You can't. All right. Anyway, I have to tell you, it's not a surprise. I'm a big Delta fan. We call them unofficially the Delta Airlines, the official airline of the Paul W. Smith Show and the Paul W. Smith family. I fly Delta whenever I can. And Ed Bastian, I think, is the greatest leader of airlines in a long time. And we're going to have him on the show soon. But I don't know anything about Frontier. Are they thought of as, I don't know how to put this, is their service as bad as Spirit became?
I'm not going to answer that question. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't
anyone
know.
Anyone here in the room? Anyone here in the room?
Customer satisfaction. I don't know.
I don't know. Mark, you've flown Frontier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it any good? When you went to Denver, it was really good. Unfortunately, he was supposed to be going to San Diego. But, you know, I mean, these things happen. The other day, I was on my way to New York, and I landed in Philly.
And you were almost there.
Yeah. I said, what do we get on the Metro liner now? What's going on? So I never did get to the bottom of that story. But anyway, were you going to say, Mike?
I was going to say, you know, Spirit, their service wasn't necessarily bad. You know, the flying experience wasn't great, but I know that they didn't crash very often, if not ever.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, that's a good way to hold, their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Here's
Spirit.
We
don't crash often.
Excuse me, but that's from the man who knocks on the side of the plane before he goes inside, okay?
What are you putting me down for having that little bit of a superstition?
And Mike brings up,
I've flown over 2 million miles.
I
easily
know you have.
Over 2 million. And that has served me well.
It obviously works. You're still here.
I like when the flight attendants see or hear me do that, and they go, come in. It's very funny. I can only hope for all these guys to do okay and for us to have great service out of Metro. We deserve to have great service out of Metro. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, those of us with family, I know when my kids were young, we always looked at those flights because, we had to get there, but we had a lot of people coming with us. Competition is good.
Funny you say that because occasionally one of my offspring, they'll come in and I'll say, you flew Delta, right? And they go, actually, Dad, we flew Spirit. Now, it's a rule in my house that we're a Delta family. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, well, Dad, you don't pay for the tickets anymore. And Spirit was a cheaper ticket. Yeah. And I couldn't argue with him.
Right.
And I'm no longer in a position to say, well, I'll always pay for the ticket. No, you can't. You're now adults, and you're going to learn what it means to pay for your own ticket like I used to. Anyway. God bless you, Marie. Have a good weekend planned. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. We have one of the offspring is going to take me out to dinner on Sunday along with Dad. So, the old thing about moms just want to see their kids, it's so true. That's all we want.
You want time.
Yep.
That's the one thing, no matter how much money you have or don't have, that you can't create unless you take the time to make it happen. And that's a good reminder, Marie Osborne. Everybody, if you're lucky enough to have your moms around still, spend time with them. That's what they really want. We hear about the flowers and the candies and all the other stuff. It's time. Now, Marie will accept flowers and candy.
I was going to say. And a nice string of pearls. They're always,
oh my goodness.
They're always good.
John, I hope you're listening. All right, Marie, thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Mother's Day.
Thank you.
God bless. We continue in focus on WJR.